and move it, but.
Okay, well, River Forest Park District, present and public member. All right. Thank you all for coming. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the August 28th, 2024 meeting. Is there a?
I move to approve the minutes of the August 28th, 2024 North Avenue TIF District.
Second.
Thank you. All in, are there any comments or changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. A motion passes. And we'll move on to the overview of the annual TIF report.
As we look again at the 2024 annual report, if you look in section 3.1, page, John, you want to help me with the page number?
Probably 7. Well,
7 again? You can see that this year, as we already discussed a little bit, we received $267,128 in tax increment. We have a total of $886,683 collected in the life of the TIF. And based with interest, and we had a little so our total deposited has been $305,050. Fund balance in the account in the fund is $702,101. And if you jump to page 3.2b, you'll see the expenditures that occurred this fiscal year. In fiscal year 2024. As we're here, any questions on any of these expenditures?
And Matt knows the question. Can you give us a little update on the streetscape improvement with Elmwood Park? Because I know we talked about that last time about widening everything and that. Maybe we could understand where we are on that.
All right. Thank you, John. Yes, the project that's been the bulk of the expense for the TIF district the last two fiscal years has been the phase one engineering design of streetscape improvement along North Avenue, the whole length of River Forest, part of a much larger project that is eligible for grant funding from the state. The entire project will run from, I think, where North Avenue runs into the Eisenhower all the way to Cicero Avenue in the city. So the phase one engineering is nearly complete. The intent would be to have an open house to get feedback from business owners and residents in the area on those designs. However, we have run into a funding challenge. The grant that was appropriated for the project for Elmwood Park and River Forest has not yet been released. So our piece of that project is kind of on hold at the moment in terms of the kind of full-scale streetscape project that Elmwood Park and River Forest intended to do. With that lack of clarity on the funding, we held off on hosting an open house about a project that might not come to fruition. Now, we had meetings with the state director of IDOT in the fall trying to get some help on that piece of it and trying to make sure that we weren't going to double up the work from a project that IDOT is planning to do in the near future to resurface a road. North Avenue is in bad shape, and IDOT views it as a need to at least resurface the road. Our fear was that IDOT would come through and resurface North Avenue, and then we would do our streetscape project shortly after, thereby tearing up the street twice and being a nightmare for everybody involved. In all likelihood, that IDOT resurfacing project will proceed as determined by IDOT because of their evaluation of the road and the condition it is in. It's been our hope, and we're still going back and forth on our comments with IDOT to incorporate some of the things we hope to do in the streetscape with their the project that they're already doing. And that way, the state really kind of takes on that cost. So we're still going back and forth with that because it's an additional cost, and the state's more focused on the quality of the roadway rather than some of the other pedestrian safety and decorative kind of things that were part of the project that Elmwood Park and River Forest wanted to see. So that's all to say that the larger streetscape project, where we applied for separate grant funding with Elmwood Park to kind of help bring those to fruition. We are expecting to hear back from that in the next few months. And we have not gotten the full schedule yet for IDOT's own project for that. But that will likely be sometime in 2026. Hopefully that made sense. I know it was a lot of back and forth. But the larger, nicer project that was going to spend a lot of the TIF funding to kind of update that project is kind of in jeopardy due to the lack of clarity from state grant funding. But there will be improvements made to North Avenue from the state in the near future. That's the summary of it. Aside from that piece, the other significant expenditure in this fiscal year was the addition of street cameras for our police department along North Avenue. That was the last phase of the street camera expansion was kind of the northern end of town, and that was the cameras that are in the boundaries of the TIF district were eligible for TIF expenditures, and those were installed in fiscal year 2024. So that's kind of the activity from the last fiscal year 2024. One project or program that we're looking to do, and I should have mentioned it with the Madison Street TIF district, is as part of both of the plans for the creation of the TIF district, there were a couple kind of outlined ways to try and see the redevelopment and the increase of the increment in both of the districts, including programs for property owners and small businesses in the within the TIF districts. So the Economic Development Commission has been drafting a plan, kind of like a facade improvement program or a 50-50 reimbursement program to help business owners or property owners that might want to improve their space, and kind of a cost-sharing program to use TIF funding for individuals to invest in their own property and kind of beautify the corridor, make their vacant spaces more appealing for tenants. So that has not been approved yet by the village board, but we're looking to have a discussion with the village board in March on that program, with the hope of potentially rolling that program out beginning with fiscal year 2026, which starts on May 1st. Are there any other questions about the North Avenue TIF report or any of the activities or anything going on there? Okay. Public comment? Okay. I know just for the record in the minutes, I'll note that there was conversation about communication within the TIF district for residents and property owners, the village will work to improve that line of communication with the North Avenue TIF district as well.
Motion to adjourn.
Perfect. All right. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.